Champaign County has 85 confirmed cases of COVID-19 as of Sunday, including 2 deaths. To learn more about how the local health care system is handling the situation, Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with CU Public Health Administrator Julie Pride.
There's a lot of frustration that we can sense from people who are wanting to get tested but still can't. I wonder if you can just help explain a little bit of the rationale behind why testing is still limited to certain people who are symptomatic and who meet certain other criteria.
It's because there is still a testing shortage on the reagents and the things that you use to actually complete the test at the labs. The commercial labs are very, very far behind right now. They're telling us that, you know, it can take up to 10 days to get results back from there. We can do it through the Carl lab, which was a joint effort by Carl and the U of I to do the local testing, which they do for the other hospital and Christie Clinic. So those are faster, but it's still, there's just not unlimited supplies to do it with as far as the reagents and everything. We're still, as a country, not there, and we're not getting the support that's needed to do the testing. It's just, you know, it's just frustrating.
I mean, it's not the way that you would want it to be. If people are being denied testing, it's not because public health is wanting to limit testing. It's because there's simply a shortage and there's such a backlog. So you're trying to prioritize the people who are at greatest risk.
Right. And in this community now, I mean, as testing loosens up a little bit, you know, there are definitely more people that can get tested, but the priorities remain the same. It's, you know, people that are hospitalized, people that live in a congregant setting that serves vulnerable populations, so long-term care facilities or something like that, outpatients who are first responders, healthcare workers that have symptoms, and then it goes down from there, other people who are symptomatic, you know, as well. Unfortunately, we have to prioritize with what we have.
I wanted to shift gears and ask about antibody testing. It's something that could help determine people who have immunity against COVID-19. Do you have a sense of when antibody testing will become available in Champaign County and who will be able to have access to that?
That is a great question. I mean, we have had, I can't even tell you how many commercial places send information about testing and that it would be available, you know, in the middle of April. Pretty much everything we've been promised since the beginning of this has been not realistic. We've been working with everybody that we can find to determine what testing is available out there, what will become available, so we try to get in line for it. But, you know, it's turned into a ridiculous, almost like cage match for people trying to compete with each other for resources. And that is not how this should be happening. It should be sourced at the federal government. It should be manufactured massively, and it should be distributed based on some sort of a plan having to do with either, you know, population or hotspots or any number of different things. But it shouldn't be that local, states, cities are, you know, competing with each other trying to get these same resources and then inadvertently raising the price of them up. But I will say, with the antibody testing, I know that Carl and U of I already has a study designed and ready to validate anything that comes down the pike, because everything that will be coming down will be under an emergency use authorization. So they will need to be vetted, because we're not going to waste time and money on something that is ineffective.
How is Champaign County doing in terms of ICU beds and ventilators? What percentage remains, and do we have the capacity that we think we'll need for however many cases we're expecting to come down the pike?
Yes, this is the great thing about our community, is that, you know, the hospitals have always taken pandemic preparedness seriously. They have great plans. They have worked with us. They've worked with, you know, the university. They've worked with government and businesses and all kinds of places over the years. So right now the hospitals both have geared up, they've surged, they have extra capacity at their hospitals, and then beyond that there is also a plan to set up a surge facility should it become necessary. At the moment it is not looking like that will happen, at least with this, you know, first wave. So that is encouraging. They seem to be doing great right now on space and resources.
And you mentioned the first wave. I'm curious to know, do we have enough data to tell whether or not Champaign County has reached a peak in cases?
Well, we do know that people are doing a pretty good job overall of staying in. The stay-at-home order has helped our entire state and our community a great deal. So that's helpful. But we don't right now know exactly when the, you know, when our peak will be. It's been pretty steady. The whole goal, the whole entire goal is to keep the cases low enough and spread out long enough that you don't overwhelm the healthcare system. So far, so good on that.
And I understand that federal and state funding hasn't come in yet, even though there has been legislation passed to provide some additional funding to public health departments. Has that affected your ability? Is that something that you're waiting on coming in?
We're getting about, it's a little over $76,000 for CU PhD and a little over $60,000 for the county. So that's not a lot of money considering all the additional stuff that has to happen. And what's a little more concerning is what's going to happen. You know, what are we going to need to purchase? What, you know, we're going to have to gear up at some point for mass vaccination. We're going to have to gear up for possibly mass testing if and when that ever becomes, you know, as plentiful as we would like. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we're doing that are just really different and really labor intensive. But right now we're doing fine. But, you know, this is not a short term thing. This is a marathon. So we were a little disappointed when we saw the amount that came in.
And Julie, what have been some of the big lessons that Champaign-Urbana Public Health and our local health system has learned thus far in your experience dealing with COVID-19?
Well, I can tell you, you know, that the plans were there, the plans were in place, the plans have been practiced and everything. What I don't think any of us took into account was what we're seeing now with the lack of resources. So even if you happen to be a place that has a lot of money put back, you just can't go out and buy these items that are needed, personal protective equipment, the ventilators, the testing supplies, the testing reagents at the lab. So this is a whole different level of frustration than I've experienced before. And, you know, again, it's not just here. It's across the entire country.
That's CU Public Health Administrator Julie Pride speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman.